Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's now?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your sexual messiah, Chench.
And this is Arnold, and we are...
Uneducated humor.
Fuck, I had a good clip for it.
I was waiting for the clip to drop.
How was your...
This is perfect. You better keep this.
Huh?
I want you to keep this. I don't want you to edit this out.
Fuck, man. I had a really good fucking sound drop, and it was a stone cold one, too. How was your Thanksgiving?
My turkey day?
How was your gobble gobble day?
You know, it was actually pretty good. All in all, it was good. All the food was awesome except for the turkey. Turkey sucked.
Turkey sucked?
Yeah. My stepsister was supposed to bring the turkey and make it herself, but she got stuck at work, so my mom had to make it. And from the get-go, my mom didn't make it with any love.
No?
She just fucking slapped.
She'll just pour a bunch of gravy on it.
Just fucking put butter and tomato. Whatever, dude. She was Mexican style, so it sucked. It was dry as fuck. But I still ate it.
Still ate it?
Yeah.
You know what I did for my Thanksgiving?
No.
I don't mean to brag. Did you get my picture that I sent you?
No.
I sent you a picture of me volunteering at the homeless shelter.
Oh.
We had 34 likes. I was like, hey, bro, 34 vaginas just got moist.
You did send me that.
But,
so that's why you volunteered to get Facebook vaginas wet?
No, I didn't.
You volunteered to help the homeless.
It was funny though, because like for a second, like one of the they come out to you and you serve them their food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
For a second, kind of forgot where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
This guy asked me for his plate, and the first thing out of my mouth was,
"Oh, get away from me, you bum!"
So, Mr. Melendez, okay, you're supposed to help these people.
what were you scooping? So people that don't know, like me, that I'm contemplating doing charity work and like shit like that.
Uh-huh.
When you showed up, how do you show up? Like, just walk in?
I showed up wearing an uneducated humor shirt.
Okay. Bums, do not download this podcast.
So, what is that?
So you already signed up. Do you have to pay somebody to be able to?
No, you just call them and tell them. Like, I guess they have like different things that you can do. You can serve food, cook food,
or clean.
Well, when you're cooking, it's part of the cleaning.
Okay, so what was your job?
Cooking.
Cooking?
Yeah. You know what, dude? When I went there, it was really fun. The people there made it really fun. It honestly didn't seem like volunteer work.
Now, last time you did volunteer work, you got paid. Did you get paid?
Yeah, I found out I didn't get paid, so I was pretty bummed out. I was like, so when do I see that on my paycheck? And my boss was just like, you know you don't get paid for
volunteer work. That's why we lie to you guys to do it.
I was like, well, at least I got some Facebook pictures out of it.
It's like imaginary panties wet.
Huh?
You got some imaginary panties wet?
Pretty much. So, the last time I was talking to you on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So, I was asking you, what would be your dream sponsor to get?
Oh, and I had two, right?
I forget what they were. What was it?
The two sponsors that I would want, Uneducated Humor, our podcast to sponsor us, is I would like Fleshlight to sponsor us.
Right.
Just because when I first started listening to podcasting, Fleshlight was everywhere.
Oh, fuck yeah. Honestly, they made it cool to want to fuck a little rubber pussy.
Every fucking podcast I listened to had Fleshlight.
Yeah.
And second, I would want a non-profit organization to sponsor us.
Why? If we're trying to make profits?
Just because it's ironic. Like, they're paying us to fucking, I don't know, like Big Brother or fucking Make-A-Wish sponsor us.
So,
like, we tell people to donate money.
Right. So, of course, my sponsor, my number one sponsor would be Jack Daniels. I drink it. I enjoy it.
There's no way. that they will ever sponsor a podcast.
I tweeted them. I was like, hey, drinking Jack Daniels.
My podcast.
You know.
You're the reason why it sucks.
But I started to think, I was like, and I was kind of thinking about all this shit that we talk about, mm-hmm. and smelly vaginas would always come up.
Okay.
So I thought to myself, what better to be, like, to get sponsored by a douche?
A douche?
Yes. So
isn't it Summer's Eve or something?
Summer's Eve. We'll have our own. It'll be Summer's Eve, Massengill, but the uneducated humor version. So I kind of made myself a little pitch commercial to try to get us a sponsor.
I want
to
hear it.
All right. Here's our douche commercial if we were to get sponsored. Mm-hmm. Hello there, ladies. I'm Arnold with Uneducated Humor. And as you know, I love to tongue punch a taco from time to time. But just because I refer to your stinky love garden as a bucket of yuck doesn't mean it should smell like a bucket of yuck.
Oh no, I'm not feeling so fresh.
Grab yourself a bottle of UHD.
What's UHD?
It's Uneducated Humor Douche. Did you know that your douche has the same ingredients as pickle juice? Why rinse your vagina out with pickle juice when you can rinse your body out with Uneducated Humor Douche? We got the Arnold scent, which is basically Jack Daniels, a hint of Diet Coke, and failure. And a bit of loneliness.
When I'm not feeling so fresh, I grab a bottle of UHD, Uneducated Humor Douche. Thanks, Uneducated Humor.
Blammo.
That's actually really good. Who was that?
A female participation, we'll say.
Oh, you're fucking stupid. It doesn't sound like your mom, though.
It's not. She would eat a whole bucket of douche.
She's all like, I like the UHD for my pussy.
Speaking of my mom, her black boyfriend called me and left me a voicemail. Want to hear it? I actually have it.
Why did he leave you a voicemail?
Yeah, I have it for you. This is her ex-boyfriend, the black dude.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Next message. Received November 4th at 12:50 p.m.
I rode into town on an ass.
That's nice.
Yo mama's ass.
You're fucking stupid. For real, dude. I thought you were being serious. I was like, oh, this guy heard the podcast. He heard us being racist. Asshole.
Well, he heard us drop the N-word a couple times. So he called me to let me know he's on my mom's ass. So, yeah.
Is that a real voicemail or not?
No. I'm just fucking around. I was just bored. And I started making shit. I was like, that's fucking funny.
I really thought it was going to be a real voicemail, you asshole. I really wanted to hear it.
You know how fucking excited I would be if that actually did happen?
You would probably be really scared.
Huh? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry. I won't make fun of you banging my mom anymore.
I like black people. I'm sorry. So, yeah. So,
so back to the Thanksgiving. What else did you do?
That's about it, dude.
That was it. Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Everything else. For me, we don't have a big family. So, it's usually holidays kind of always suck. But I had some people over. Mm. I guess you could say, like, kind of family or step family. That was cool. That was fun.
It's fun.
Good. I finally got to drink on Thanksgiving.
You got to drink on Thanksgiving?
Because there's never... It's not because I can't. It's just that I never do. Mm. So I kind of drank a little bit on Thanksgiving, which I've always wanted to do.
Mm.
Kind of dope. Now, I know you fucking drink all the time.
No. Actually, believe it or not, I actually stopped drinking.
On Thanksgiving?
No, just overall. No, I didn't. I'm lying.
Wait, what? You're drinking right now.
I'm drinking right now.
The fuck, you just posted a picture, again, trying to get pretend panties wet. You took a picture of a black label and a fucking...
That's what you call fronting.
Fronting.
Okay, so I played the commercial for somebody, and they're like, wow, you sounded very clear. Like, you sound like somebody else. Like, I actually stopped. I wasn't drinking when I did that. Because the one thing I noticed about when I do this show... When I drink, I sound like a fat idiot. Like, I slur a lot, and sometimes...
Like me, you sound like me? What are you trying to say?
No, you're very articulate. You could understand everything you say.
Okay.
But I'm like, and I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I actually hate my voice.
That's not about you being able to speak. It's that you fucking laugh before you tell your own jokes. So before you even say your own punchline, you start laughing.
Yeah.
That's one of the things.
I'm guilty of that.
But talking about... You making yourself laugh, because you honestly are the only person that will make yourself laugh.
That is true.
You know, I've been trying to do, like, this whole Twitter thing, like, trying to find famous people's Twitter handles and trying to see, like, all this retarded shit that they post and this and that.
Right.
So I said, instead of wasting all this time and breaking my head trying to find other people's fucking stupid tweets, I have a fucking gold mine on my phone. I have the Uneducated Humor Twitter handle.
So, I mean, you do the tweets too, right? Huh? I mean, these are some of your tweets too, or?
I do about 0.00 I do about 0.00001% of the tweets.
So this is 100% me.
This is 99.99999999 all you, bro.
So this is me making you laugh too, or?
I'm not gonna lie, you do make me laugh, but you do make me question you most of the time. So there are some laughs in there. I'm not gonna say this was hard, but this was not easy. All right, so
that's a big list.
It's a huge list. Hopefully, we don't go through all of them. Some of these are duds, but that's why they're on the list. So I'm gonna read some of these through. If they're funny, we won't even talk about them. Mm-hmm. If they're not funny, we're gonna spend a little bit of time on them.
All right, go ahead.
All right, September 12, 2012.
Okay,
what were you doing?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you what you were doing. You were on Twitter. This is what you put down. Do my Twitter followers actually listen to my show, or they just retweet whores? Uh-huh. So it's been over a year. What do you think? Do all the people that are on our uh-huh. your Twitter, are they all retweet whores? Or
no, because really none of them fucking retweet me. Those fucking cocks. Fuck you guys on Twitter. Fuck you. But the one thing I do notice is that when I post links to our show, people do go and check them out.
Okay.
So fuck you. I don't need your retweets.
Okay.
Please retweet me.
A week later, that same month, September 12th, you posted a picture of your phone. You were texting somebody, right? Uh-huh. And this is what you posted. Damn, my phone is racist as shit. Because you... we're trying to spell something like N-A, this and that, and this and that. Uh-huh. And your phone automatically correct you and typed in the word nigga. So, you're blaming your phone for being racist. I am here to tell you, your phone is not racist. It has predictive text. So, it remembers all the words that you manually input. Uh-huh. So, you have manually input N-I-G-G-A and... you corrected it and said, no, I did not misspell this word. So you've typed in nigga in your phone before.
Yeah, you know.
So your phone's not racist.
It's a GGA. Come on. That's not racist.
So it was you, bro.
That was me.
October a year ago, 2012. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing this was a joke.
That's pretty fucked up, if you have to guess.
All right, so it says here, my wife is so against animal abuse that she won't even let me do her doggy style.
Come on, that's pretty funny.
See, I like, you guys have to be here looking at Arnold. He's enjoying his own fucking tweets.
These are like surprises because I don't remember writing them.
No, dude, there's a list. We could probably fill up the rest of his episode with these.
Wow.
All right, so now, here's another one. December 12th. Mm-hmm. This is one thing that's kind of annoying. You typed out a message on Facebook.
And by annoying, do you mean hilarious?
But you took a screenshot of it and you posted it on Twitter.
Right.
So you posted a picture of your text.
On Facebook.
So you typed out a comment and took a picture and put it on Instagram.
Because you
instead of just putting a fucking tweet, you posted a picture of a tweet.
It's 140 characters, bro.
You're gonna laugh at this one because this is the one that you've been doing right now.
Yeah.
December 14th, 2012. My goal is to be so ripped. Do you remember this? My goal is to be so ripped that I won't even need pickup lines to pick up girls. The whole conversation will go like this. Oh, you're a single mom studying to be an RN? That's awesome. You know what else is awesome? These bad boys. I show the abs. 2 seconds later, bam! Chonies hitting my face. Hell yeah. That's your actual fucking... That's how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
It's been a year, bro.
I'm still pretty fat.
Have you tried using that yet?
Like, extra large chonies have hit my face. Not the kind of chonies.
2X chonies.
Yeah.
But have you used that line?
No.
Bad boys and it's your abs? I thought you were going to say your biceps.
No, I was going for my... I probably... Was it? Yeah. Yeah. Big chonies have hit me in the face.
Same day, you were on the roll, I guess. December 14th, 2012.
Mm.
As a kid, I used to wonder why my mom used to leave squirter bottles in the shower. I used to fill them up and suck the water out of the nozzle. So, if can you explain to people what that means?
That's actually a true story.
Oh, I believe you.
Is there more to that tweet or
no? That's the tweet. They okay. used to fucking eat your mom's douche or
whatever. So when I first came to live, for people that don't know, I came to live with my mom at the age of 13, mm-hmm. and I didn't really grow up around women. Mm-hmm. So my first week there, I would take a shower and I would see like these little water bottles that had like this long little nozzle. I'm like, oh fuck yeah, like a water bottle. So being a stupid fucking teenager, I'm sitting there like sucking up water and squeezing it out and squirting it in my mouth and all that. And then, like, I'm going through the medicine cabinet and I seen this thing that says Le Douche. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is that, Le Douche? She was like, why? Like, were you playing with it? I was like, yeah. Like, I was squeezing it in my mouth. She was like, she had this, like...
It's a toy. You thought it was a toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a water gun. It's a space-age water gun. Fucking Arnold. You're just putting all your stuff out there like that.
Pretty much.
All right. Now...
By the way, are any of these getting any retweets that you know? No, huh?
No, I wasn't going to bother with that. I'm pretty sure they were.
I highly doubt it.
All right. Now, we're actually in 2013 now, bro. We're in this year. Mm. February 5th. Have you ever asked someone how their day was and they started to tell you, but secretly you didn't give a crap? This is perfect for you. Because I know you for years already. Right? So I know when you're full of shit. Yeah. I know when you're asking me a question just for the sake of asking. The thing that makes me fucking entertains the fuck out of me is when it's somebody that doesn't know you that well. And you're like fucking interviewing them or like, hey, so what's up? How's your day? How's work? Or like, what's new? What's up?
And you're a dick, by the way, because you always tell him, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. I'm like, shut up, asshole.
Because you can tell your face as soon as you ask. Because while you're asking the question, you're super polite. You're super into it. Uh-huh. But as soon as the question's done, you fucking blank out and you're on your phone. And there's people talking to you, spilling their guts about like how their day was going. And you could fucking give five fucks about it.
People are like, man, he's such a nice guy. He's sitting there listening. He's asking quiet. Me what I'm doing. Mark used to be able to fucking pinpoint the moment I was zoned out. They'd be talking to me. He's like, boom, you did it. And I was like, what? Like, you just fucking zoned out. Yeah. I know the look on your face.
Just don't pay attention.
I was like, man, fuck you.
It's just fucking pointless. April 8th. Uh-huh. This is during the time when you weren't tweeting. So it kind of jumps. And then you fuck start tweeting a lot. All right. April 8th. Uh-huh. I think my roommate caught me whacking it. He refuses to make eye contact with me. Uh-huh. I want you to elaborate on that. First of all, did you get caught whacking it?
I don't know, but I'm afraid to bring it up to him. I'm pretty sure he did. Because he always makes fun of me. Like, he drops these subtle things. I'm like, does he know?
He's like, what are you going to do? Fucking go to your room and jerk off?
He's like, what are you going to do? Go watch fucking Black Cream Pies or whatever? I'm like, what?
Was that what I was watching that
Fuck, day? Did I leave my computer open or did he catch me?
Was it on my TV or my laptop? What's going on?
I was like, I don't remember. But yeah.
April 29th. I want you to tell me what you meant by this. Mm-hmm. I am pretty sure I accidentally flashed my penis. You did not give any explanation or nothing. You just said, I'm pretty sure I accidentally flashed my penis. When, why, and how?
I was wearing my cargo shorts at work. Mm-hmm. And I interacted with a lot of people throughout the day. And my boxers were kind of open, so my dick was hanging out. And you can feel when your dick's hanging out of your boxers, right? Mm-hmm. Well, my zipper happened to be down, and I felt cool wind hit my dick. Huh. And my customer wasn't making eye contact with me either. So I was like, I'm pretty sure I showed my penis.
I had that happen to me when I was working, but it happened to a customer.
They show their dick? Yeah.
But this is the thing. It was during the time when I was a messenger. So I would go deliver, like, medical supplies.
That's not that long ago.
No. And I went to this, I think it was Pacific Palisades or something. Like, nice area. Really nice area. I go knock on the door, and it takes forever. This big fucking...
Really hold that fucking squeaking thing and come out. My bad.
All right, so I'm knocking on the door, and this fat guy... He's about my height, my size. He's a little smaller than me. Mm-hmm. He fucking opens the door, and he's like, in the background, they hear, who is it? And he's, oh, it's a medical supply guy, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can tell he's kind of out of breath. And I'm like, what the fuck's up with this guy? And he's all red, he's white. And I give him the box.
How long did it take for him to come answer the door?
It took him a minute, bro. I want to say maybe like a good 30 seconds, which is actually a long time.
Yeah.
So he comes out. And then I'm like, oh, here you go. So then I give him the box. And when I give him the box, he grabs and puts it down. And when he turns around, he's in his boxers.
Oh.
And his fucking little chub just fucking sticks out. And I'm like, oh. And I just said, here, can you sign this? And the whole time, I stopped looking at him. Once I got that first flash, I was like, oh, I'm over this. Here, sign this, bye, and I fucking leave.
Did he, by any chance, did he tell you this?
Hey, baby, want to take a gander at subpoenas?
I felt bad for him, dude. I felt bad for him. So I'm pretty sure the people that saw your little dick, they felt bad for you, too.
Yeah. And it looks...
They're like, oh, his little dick looks like his little fucking... Oh, I was going to say your little nose, but yeah, big ass nose.
I wish it was the size of my nose.
All right. Where is it at? Where did I leave off? So many. All right. April 29th. Why? Okay. Damn it. Why can't the bang bus stop by my house? What does that mean?
Huh?
Do you want the bang bus? You want Ramon to pull up at your house?
No, I want to be you? I want to be one of the bang bros.
You
I
want to
be
oh, the when bang. They do the reverse bang bus?
Yeah.
They have porn stars in there and they never, pick okay. up guys? I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen the one with Eva Angeline where she rolls up and she like fucks like five dudes.
Oh,
like,
they have a lot of those. It's like different girls and they fuck like five guys.
Yeah, I want to be one of those dudes. The first one.
Damn it. Why can't the bang bus stop by my house? They never stop at houses, bro. It's always on the corner of some street.
I better start walking more then. Start walking to random buses. Is this the bang bus?
May 1st. Listening to Meatloaf's I Will Do Anything for Love. I was singing it along, but instead of the word love, I replaced it with sex. More relatable.
Have you heard that song before?
Yes.
I will do it.
That tweet sucked until the last part. More relatable. Same day. Okay. I want to ask you about this because this goes back to your fucking charity work.
Right.
Uneducated humor is known for being douchebags, but I did a random act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I found $40 on the ground. And I decided to give it to a homeless person. Why would you tweet this?
That actually didn't happen because I did spend that cash.
You're such a fucking scumbag. So I was going to be here. I was going to question you about putting up your random acts of kindness, which kills the whatever good fucking karma you're going to get out of it because you're bragging about it. But now you're telling me that you're bragging about something you didn't do.
That was the only time that didn't happen. And I felt like I earned that $40 that day, by the way. A bird fucking took a shit on my head.
That's good luck.
Exactly, because I found $40. It wasn't good luck for the homeless person I was supposed to give it to, but...
So you didn't... So you tweeted that you gave money to a homeless person?
Okay. Did he give when it that happened, my intentions were to give it to somebody.
And you got shitted on.
No, I got shitted on, and then I got the $40, and I was like, it's lunchtime, and I bought myself lunch. About $40 worth of lunch.
Then why would you tweet that you gave somebody $40?
Because that was my intentions at the moment.
You fucking douchebag.
I felt like a dick after that. I was like, how do you delete this tweet?
No, how do you fucking... Of course you know how to delete tweets.
I bet you that I got some retweets and some fucking vagina sweat.
You're a douche, bro. May 7th. Have you ever had a moment of, ew, who the fuck smells like armpit? Then you realize it's you? That happened to me today. Forgot my deodorant. How much do you fucking smell, bro? Like, I could not wear deodorant and I'll be fine. Like, I know for a fact I'm not gonna smell. You know, you are gonna smell if you don't wear deodorant?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm a big boy, dude. Big people smell.
Shut the fuck up. Dirty, stinky ass people smell.
Huh?
Why would you put that up, too?
I don't know. I thought people could relate to it. I thought somebody was gonna be like,
that's real talk right there, man.
Yeah, I smell, too. You know what? I'm just like you. June 5th. I don't know why, but the word pito cracks me up. Pronounced pito, Spanish for penis.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny. But it's not.
Do you ever try to tell a girl that?
What?
Hey, baby, suck my fucking pito. It doesn't sound cute at all.
Oh, if you tell a Mexican girl, she'll be like, pito sounds like a fucking
little dick.
Kid's dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Agarrame el cock. You say something like that.
That sounds pretty good.
Agarrame cock.
Agarrame cock.
I want to question you about this one. Mm-hmm. Same day. If I had Barry White's voice for a day, I'll hit on chicks all day. I just want to put a little chocolate in your booty. Makes no sense, dude. You're like all over the place.
Huh?
You're all over the place.
A little
if
chocolate.
If I had Barry White's voice for a day, I'd hit on chicks all day. I just want to put a little chocolate in your booty.
Yeah. Okay, just imagine. I'm Barry White, right?
Yeah.
You're just walk up to your girl like, hey, girl.
Okay, so do it over.
Okay.
that Barry White sucked.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hey, girl. I want to put a little chocolate in your booty. No?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, girl. I could put a little stinky in your stinky.
Why is your dick stink, dude?
Well, it's you. Your dick stinks.
Yeah, my dick stinks.
And you're putting your stinky dick in her stinky hole.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Back to the Barry White thing. I hate editing. I hate the sound of my own voice. Even though I'm told I have the voice of a young Barry White.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has said that to you?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Alright, man. I'm not even gonna fuck with
your mama anymore. Sounds like a messed up bitch.
See, that's probably true.
July 19th. Upside and downside to dieting. Uh-huh. Downside to dieting is healthy food tastes like a bag of dicks.
That's a bag
upside
of dicks.
Is we get shit faced faster.
Yeah.
How do you know what a bag of dicks tastes like?
I asked your mom.
All right. Now, this one, I don't know if this is going to get you in trouble or not, or this is just a big lie. July 30th. I think I can build a lost and found bin with all the ripped clothes and jewelry that ends up behind my bed headboard.
That's probably not going to get me in trouble, but that's true. People, I kid you not.
Just watches, cell phones.
I fucked up once because I actually, they had a set of earrings here, and I was like, oh, I go fucking such and such left her shit here. Mm-hmm. So when she came over, I was like, hey, you left the earrings here. Mm-hmm. And she was like, those are not mine. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, you did fuck up.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're my sister's. She left them here when she came swimming. She's like,
That's fucking stupid.
But then she gave me that pussy. I mean, we just banged it out. Forgot about it.
She just forgot about it?
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. Where did I leave off at? Same day. Same day. Man, this day you're on a roll, bro.
Same day?
Yeah. This is like the last three were in the same day.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like it smells, bro. Anyone want to take a guess at what I'm referring to? Here's a hint. It's not a vagina.
It's the butthole.
It's the butthole. I don't know. These last few weeks, I've been hearing great things about eating ass. So, I don't know.
Was that a tweet or is that?
No. That's just me personally.
Oh, okay. That's just my personal preference.
Yeah. All right. One more. Same day. My future band name is Dildo Residue. Let's give it up for the Dildo Residue. What? Dildo Residue?
I think that was the day we recorded, and I was talking about finding my mom's dildo that had residue on it.
You're so stupid. Well, nothing like eating broccoli all day long and letting one rip while exiting the elevator. You're that guy? You're like fucking Ryan. Ryan likes to fart everywhere, bro.
Okay, here's a problem with me now. I fart unexpectedly.
What do you mean? Like a fart just sneaks out of your ass?
Yeah, like I'll be like, and then I'm like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The only people I know do that are old people.
See, that's why I'm like, I don't know if if it comes with age or what, but like, there's times where I do the, and I kick myself out of the chair.
And you fart?
And I fart.
That's what old people do that, bro.
Why, have you ever laughed so hard you farted?
No.
I did that.
The only times I've farted, I've uncontrollably farted is when I used to play football, when I get hit like really hard.
Knock the fart out of you?
Yeah.
It'll literally knock the wind out of you?
Yeah, if I got the worst end of it, or if I hit someone hard, like, uh-huh. You just fuck it. And then, but you can't hear it, though, because of the impact of the pads and the helmet. It's uh-huh. Just like, blah!
Yo, that hit sounded a lot worse than it actually was.
All right. Let's keep it going. Let's get a pace going. Uh-huh. Why do people announce when they are deleting their Facebook? Hey, ass. Nobody gives a shit. While you're deleting the... Here, sorry. Hey, ass, no one gives a shit. While you're on there, nobody gives a shit when you're left.
What?
Man, dude, that's terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah, you pretty much said, why do people announce when they're deleting their Facebook? Hey, ass, no one gave a shit while you were on there. Nobody gave a shit when you left.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Why would why would you put that?
Because, dude, the fucking people that irritate me the most are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Not me. Like, I'm really...
No, you're not irritating.
I'm an entertainer. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm deleting Facebook. And I was like, that's because you weren't getting any likes on your shit. I go, nobody gives a fuck when you leave.
The only reason why... The big reason why I see people delete... Because, okay, regular people don't tell anybody they're deleting their Facebook. They just delete it. And a lot of the people that delete it are deleting it because they got burnt somehow, some way.
Yeah.
They ended up burning themselves by themselves or somebody burnt them.
But, yeah.
The only thing that I've seen that gets annoying sometimes when people say I'm deleting friends.
Yeah, it's just
so
like,
well, like so message me for me not to delete you.
Yeah,
I'm like, bitch, fucking delete me.
Yeah, when I dude, like I had a friend like I grew up with, and he was like, I'm deleting friends today, and I was like, well, see you later, fuck you. Like I can fucking care less. I was like, I entertain the ladies anyways.
All right, one more. No, you don't. One more. Twitter is backwards. Comedians aren't funny, and porn stars don't show taco. On the other hand, regular people are hilarious and regular skanks show ass.
Boom. That's pretty much Twitter in a nutshell.
So, are you a comedian then?
No.
Because none of your shit's funny.
I'm pretty hilarious. I would consider myself a regular.
All right. One more. I am going to start my very own all-Mexican doo-wop group called the Duo Wapos. We will sing about eating tacos and burrito slapping Marias.
Yeah.
Do guapos?
The do guapos. What does the do guapo mean?
You fuck good looking guys?
No.
You do guapos.
Well, guapo in English means, it's Spanish.
Guapo means like good looking guy.
Handsome guy. So do the handsome.
Do guapos? Yeah. So you do handsome guys?
Yeah. In other words, what?
That's what you just said. Do guapos. You do handsome guys.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
All right, here's another one, because you've said this several times. Am I the only one who has used the expression, she's so hot, I will suck a fart out of her butthole?
You never thought that about anybody.
I've never said it. Like,
you thought it.
You and Lupe used to say this shit all the time. No, I'll fucking suck a fart out of her ass. Mm. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't suck a fart out. First of all, you can't suck a fart out.
Yes, you can.
You have to fart in your mouth first, bro.
Uh-huh.
But
I can tell her to push, and I'll like try to.
So
like,
if you suck a fart, that means you're sucking shit out too, bro.
Yeah, I probably might get some debris.
I don't think there's anybody that hot, bro.
No?
To suck a fart out?
Who's your hot chick right now?
It doesn't matter. I would lick, but not suck. Well, it's the same shit, so I guess I would.
You know what's funny? Because I remember on our first episode, we talked about this, and I was like, oh, that's too gross. Like, I don't want to talk about that. Like, it's going to be too gross. But I remember I said one specific thing. And we edited it out. What's up? I would let fucking Frida Pinto fart in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Debris and everything.
Frida Pinto, though.
Yeah.
The Fritos.
I would let her eat a
Fritos,
whole...
Fritos with bean dip.
Yes. I would let her eat a whole fucking night of fucking pinto beans and fart in my mouth in the morning.
That's gross, bro.
Catch a little bean skin.
All right. I want to ask you about this one because I don't know what you mean. I've never seen this.
Uh-huh.
Why was the fat guy in Gangster's Paradise music video so sweaty? What the fuck, man? I don't even remember that video. And was there a fat guy all sweaty?
Yeah, he was the one that was singing the hook.
Oh, wasn't he like from like?
His name is LV. I know that
he was part of a group, like a rap group, wasn't he?
I don't know. He was with Coolio. That's all I know.
Yeah, fuck. He was sweaty.
Yeah.
Why did that even come up on your radar? Like, how do you notice that?
Because you would think like someone would have him a towel in between scenes, you know?
You're fucking stupid.
I might take us out with that today. I'm not gonna lie.
Huh?
I might take us out with that song today.
August 23rd. I nicked my beanbag while giving my Willy Wonka a haircut. Hurts like hell. So
did I say Willy Wonka or Willy Wonker?
Wonker.
Yeah.
All right. So you cut your ball sack while trimming your dick?
Yeah. I was getting an undercarriage, you know, the shaft.
Arnold has no body hair.
Mm-mm.
So I'm confident you have no pubic hair.
I do. But it's pretty wiry. Pretty much what you see on my face.
How do you hurt yourself doing that? You could probably just fucking trim it.
That's what I was doing.
So how do you hurt yourself?
Like the skin got in between the little blades.
Ugh. That's a lot of info.
Yeah.
Too much information this year, man.
All right, so back to one of your favorite songs.
Uh-huh.
What was what was it that Meatloaf wouldn't do for love? I mean, was she asking him to spread his butt cheeks apart? So what you're trying to say is you think Meatloaf would not spread his ass for love?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
He goes, but I won't do that. So come on, spread your butt.
All right. So
for the record, I would totally spread my butt for love.
You would spread your butt for love?
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Here's another one. I hate when people send a wang pic and my dong looks ashy. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I hate it when I send the wang pic and my wang's ashy.
Yeah.
How does your wang get ashy?
It's dark.
Okay.
And it's in a dry climate area.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't understand.
You never had an ashy dick?
No.
Hmm. Let me see it.
Do you I'm wash pretty your sure dick? It's ashy. Do you right wash now your dick?
Yeah. Those are like the, like, when I shower, I wash the front and the back and I'm out. Okay. And sometimes my hair.
Sometimes you shampoo your hair?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Pretty much if I know a face is going to be around there, then I wash it.
Do you shampoo your balls?
Yeah. I told you, I fucking pull it apart.
All right, another one. October 12th. So this is still, no, this is recent. This is like within 2 months ago.
Mm.
I am taking selfies of my bulge. Fucking Anthony Weiner over here?
I did do that.
Oh, man.
I did this whole thing where, because I don't know, like, if people think this now, but I guess people send dick pics or fucking douchebags.
Uh-huh.
Do girls not like that?
I don't know. I think before nobody knew about it. Uh-huh. Nobody knew you could take a picture of your dick and send it. Uh-huh. So then it became like a secret thing, and now everybody knows about it. So now everybody's like frowning upon it. But if you're gonna send a dick pic, send a dick pic. But uh-huh, don't just send it. Just send it. Send it because you got a picture of a snatch or some tits or
yeah,
a girl playing with the toy or some bullshit.
I usually take a selfie of my bulge with the caption.
Better suck my dick.
The closest thing I've done to a mud run is having mud butt while racing to the restroom. So that's a mud run to you? This was fucking October 16th, bro. This is fucking 2 months ago. The closest thing I've done to a mud run
what's mud butt?
Is having mud butt and racing to the restroom.
What's mud butt?
Mud butt? Mud butt's when you have shit in between your ass cheeks. Because you farted and something came out. It's just sharded.
He's sharded.
Oh, man. Have you ever farted and thought to yourself, yeah, that's a chony rattle right there.
Oh,
that's a chony rattler right there.
Yeah. I'm gonna rattle the chonies.
There's been times where I fart, I'm like, man, I think I fucked up.
You ever hurt your back when you do that?
Farting?
Yeah.
No.
Went back and I had a bad back, I farted, and I was like, oh, like, my back got all tensed.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
This one's pretty funny. This one's actually on Halloween night. You posted this. I hate how girls act like they don't fart, but wait an hour after they fall asleep, and you'll hear a little cute toot.
That is true.
That is cute. A toot? Not a fucking...
No, thank God, dude.
What if you would have heard not a cute toot? What if you would have an ugly fucking horn?
I think I would laugh. I remember...
So what's a cute toot? Just try to do it. It is a cute toot. Right? Sounds like a text message ringtone. Aww. Like a notification. Here's another one that just shows how stupid you are. Every time I order wings from Pizza Hut, I laugh like an idiot when they ask me, bone in or bone out? Is that immature of me? Absolutely. It is. Now, it's not just Pizza Hut. It's fucking all the wing shops we go to. Every time they ask for bone in, bone out, you always fucking grin.
Dude, I lost my shit the first time I ever heard that. It was with Pizza Hut. They're like, bone in or bone out? And I started losing my shit when they said bone out.
And the guy or girl on the phone
said, no, it was a girl. She was just like, she started laughing too. She was like, are you laughing because they said bone out? I was like, yeah.
Bone in. I laughed because they said bone in, not bone out.
Yeah?
Bone out in LA means taking off. I'm going to bone out. But boning in means you're going to bone in.
I've never heard
of like, oh, let's bone out? Let's take off. Let's go.
Yeah, okay, I have heard that, but I've used it like, hey, me and this girl are going to totally bone out.
November 9th. Crazy night. It ended up with banging in a McDonald's drive-thru.
True story.
So not even a McDonald's parking lot, like in the actual drive-thru?
I meant parking lot.
All right. Story's not as cool anymore.
Well, no. Banged in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually what happened.
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
If you would have banged out in the drive-thru while you're waiting to get your fucking Big Mac and your McChicken, that would be pretty dope.
Waiting to get my McFuck on?
Told my friend to smell my finger. He asked, what's that smell? I grinned and said, your mom. That's a good one, but... It's good, dude, but...
Oh, man.
This might have something to do with what we're talking about today or not, but I think celebrities only have Twitter just to suck on other celebrities' balls. Both
metaphorically
and in reality.
Hmm.
What do you mean? Who did you see sucking somebody else's balls?
Okay, because like celebrities tweet other celebrities and try to be buddy buddy with them.
Uh huh.
And it's like the coolest scene ever. But like, dude, when you like, you tell a celebrity, like, I bought like this piece of shit Kevin Smith comic book, and I tweeted him. I was like, hey, like, I bought your comic book. Hopefully it's good. Didn't say anything.
Okay.
But like, you give him criticism or anything like that, he'll like, ugh.
He'll reply right away.
Yeah.
I bet he gets tweeted like a lot, so it's probably overwhelming.
Just filming a stupid ass movie.
You have to be persistent and be like, your comic book sucks, your comic book sucks. And then either he blocks you or he replies.
Yeah.
I am oddly attracted to my waitress. She has a sweeter mustache than me. That's the odd part.
Yeah, she was a Filipino chick.
A Filipino girl with a mustache?
Yeah, she had like that dark, like...
Then why were you attracted to her? Was she like hot, but she had a mustache?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Would you do it?
What kind of mustache? Peach fuzz or full grown?
Okay, a little bit lesser than yours. It was gray. It was like gray in that area.
A girl had fucking facial hair like mine?
Yes.
That's fucking... No, man. That's disgusting.
Which is like...
Dude, when I used to be a cashier at Target, I was like 16, 17. And we used to get a bus of old people. Like a bus used to go pick up old people and drop them off. Huh. Man, dude. I used to like... I'm not going to say I hated, but... I would dread having to help the old ladies because some of the older ladies, they're elderly, you know, they would honestly have full-blown mustaches and beards. Like bigger than mine, bro. And they were like, just not keeping up with themselves. Just fucking.
Yeah, I've seen girls, I've seen people, and I'm like, I don't know if that old person's a man or a woman because that's a sweetie.
I've seen girls had peach fuzz Fu Manchus.
Oof.
Like, just have a little bit of peach fuzz on the corners of their mouth.
I see a lot of Hispanic chicks have that.
Morale, and I'm not trying to be an asshole or a jerk, but my stomach hurts because I get grossed out. Yeah. I'm like, man, you're fucking gross. My stomach hurts.
What if like a really hot chick had that, and she was like, "I'll be with you, but I only want you to fuck me."
If she was hot, I'll nair the fuck out of her face.
Really?
Just nair the fuck out.
She's like, "I want you to come on my
mustache." No, let me put some nair on your face real quick.
No. She was like, "I want you to come on this little fucking bad boy."
I'll give her a fucking milk mustache, bro.
Yeah?
I'll do it. If she's hot, though, if she's hot and that's the one thing.
What if her beard hair tickled your nutsack? Well, she's
giving you. That's fine, because I know I can take it off. Like, I just put a little bit in there and the problem solved. I think that's what grosses me out the most. You can't take the time just to put a little bit in there and get that shit off.
Yeah.
Or wax or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Tip to singing along in your car. Make sure you hung up the phone before you're singing along to R. Kelly's "Feeling on Your Booty." So this is recent. This is like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So you were singing an R. Kelly song?
Yeah. "Feeling on Your Booty." You never heard it?
No.
This really?
No.
Oh man.
Well, can you try to word it, or?
Let me see if I can find it really fast.
So, you were talking to somebody, and then you put the phone down, you thought he hung up, and you just started belting out the song, or what?
Yeah, I was actually, because like I said, I do truck driving.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my customers, I had to call him and let him know I was on my way. And,
He hung up, you thought it was a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Was that a good looking girl?
Huh?
Was it a good looking girl?
She was this older, like
older Asian lady.
Yeah,
older. She probably got fucking turned on then.
She's like, "Oh, you're feeling."
Is it like "Feeling on Your Booty"? Well, how's it go?
Okay, here's just it. Girls know this one. My fuck song, by the way.
Yup, where you at?
I'm on my way, man.
Let me fast forward.
Supposed to be "Feeling Your Booty."
Never heard this song?
Wait. Okay, it sounds like an R. Kelly song off the bat. But you were singing along to this song?
Yeah. Oh, wait. But no, it was actually this part, actually. There's a specific part.
He better belt out "Feeling on Your Booty."
This part.
Your booty.
Yeah.
Booty. All right. And was it before you saw your client or after you saw your client?
It was before, because I was calling in to let them know I was on my way.
So when you walked, did you know that that was going on, or did she tell you?
I don't think she heard. I just happened, I was like, "Oh, fuck, I haven't hung up my phone," so boop, hung it up. I just walked in, and like, I don't know if she knew it was me.
She had
they
to
were, know. Yeah, they were.
She
they were
if she did, she me. Did.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost done. I am a Native American. I love Thanksgiving. My favorite football team is the Cowboys. I am a terrible Native American.
That's real talk right there.
You're not a Native American.
I am a Native American.
No, you're not.
Look at the feathers on our... That means Native American. You know, I told somebody that.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "How are you Mexican?" And like, I told you my real name. They're like, "That's a super fucking Mexican name.
Mexican name, dude."
Yeah. And they're like, "What do Mexicans eat?" And I was like, "I don't fucking know."
Because you're not Mexican either. You're not Native. You're not Mexican.
I was like, buffalo wings, buffalo burgers, chicken wings.
Chicken nuggets. Beef jerky. Onion rings.
I was like, "That's racist. How the fuck should I know?"
It's all corn dogs. That's what all Mexicans eat. Stupid ass. And then here's the last one.
Is the last one?
Yeah. Sometimes I see a girl with a nice ass.
Mm-hmm.
I think to myself, I wouldn't mind eating a box of Nerds out of her sweet ass crack.
She's just fucking sweet and sour.
So, you fucking repeat yourself. Just say it in a different way.
Yes.
So now you made it more enticing. Suck a fart of her ass. Eat some Nerds off her ass crack. That sounds way better than sucking the fart out of her ass.
Hmm. So, in all, would you say this about my jokes?
This is not a joke, okay? It was offensive and lame, so double offensive.
I would say this is not a joke. This is offensive and lame and double lame.
Super offensive.
No, it's not offensive. It's not lame.
You know what,
as long as you make yourself laugh, that's all that matters.
I do laugh at my own shit.
Fuck our fucking fans if we have any.
I don't actually, I don't concur with Tentus saying.
Yeah, because you're not trying to make them laugh. You can obviously tell that. So that's why I thought you didn't care about them.
They're like, fuck, did these guys really just go on about Twitch for half an hour?
Yes!
Yes, dude. That's good.
So I'm like, fuck, we ignored them on Twitter. Now we have to hear it out loud.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you get for ignoring him. You're going
to
hear it about
then her. I fucking read them to you.
So yeah. That's... I'm not going to lie. I spent a little bit of time on that. Mm. And I wondered. I'm like, why is this guy posting all these things? A lot of the funny shit you post is just like pictures, like retweeting pictures or posting a picture yourself. Our Instagram is funny as fuck, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think our Instagram page is funny, though. Once again, that's all you. Show? That's all you.
That's pretty sad. It's funnier than our entire show.
The Instagram?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't not even listen. Let's just go to our Twitter, Instagram.
Go to Instagram. Yeah. Our Instagram's pretty solid. Arnold spends a good amount of time on that one.
Yeah.
I see a lot of likes on there.
You know, you get some likes in there. We need to throw up a selfie one of these days.
A selfie?
Yeah. Nah. You get like 1,000 likes.
Nah. Wait till you get your own account, bro.
Hmm?
You're going to keep using the ours?
Yeah, because I'm afraid I'm going to throw up a selfie and be like, oh, it was better when we didn't know what he looked like.
Because you look like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. According to somebody on POF, I look like a fat lesbian. I feel bad because I lied to our listeners. I said this episode is going to be really good. Hopefully people did laugh.
This episode is going to be, it's going to be good because you're going to get to know Arnold a little better. I feel that you guys know me just because... I'm fucking...
People barely fucking know you.
Hmm?
People barely know you. People know you from, like, calling me on my shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll...
We'll fucking keep it that way.
Huh?
We're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
I'm fucking your annoying reality check.
Yeah. This is pretty much fucking therapy for me to stop being a dumbass. Pretty much.
That's the way we're going to keep it. I want you to keep tweeting because I want more material.
I will.
I want more material. And the recent ones, the last ones, a couple ones we did, you knew what I was going to say already before I even started.
Which one?
But after those first ones that I did, you had no idea what I was going to talk about.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. I was like, I'll give them the last recent ones. I'll just like, I'll tell them, like, because I send you my shit every time. I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny, right? Then I get no response from you. I was like, yeah. Get the same response from Twitter.
So if you want to enjoy all this fucking awesome comedy and humor, follow us on Twitter. Now, retweet, comment, but let Arnold know when his shit sucks and when his shit's good.
I will fucking block you if you ever do that to me. Fuck you guys.
It's alright. If he blocks you, it's alright, you guys. You're not gonna...
You're not missing out on much. You're doing yourself a favor. Much, bro.
You're missing out on fucking... What are you missing out on? My goal is to get so ripped that I won't even need a pickup line on girls. The whole conversation is gonna be like, oh, you're a single mom studying to be an RN? That's awesome. You know what else is awesome? These bad boys. Lift my shirt. 2 seconds later, bam, Tron is hitting my face.
Shut your mouth and your fat ass, boy.
That's pretty much everybody telling me on fucking Twitter.
Nobody cares, bro.
Next time I tweet, someone's going to tell me.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
They're going to... Hey, sometimes you deserve it, sometimes you don't, bro.
Yeah. But... That's a wrap for this shitting
sometimes
on me.
Sometimes you deserve it, sometimes you don't, bro.
This is pretty much an episode of you just shitting on me. And me laughing at the shit I just... Me...
We promised the next episode would be much better. It's going to be a lot better. This episode had to happen.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe I actually wrote that much for an entire episode.
Yeah. So, let us know what you think. Hit us up. Let us know. Next episode of Rocker World. Talk about... news and
we'll have the news flash. We'll have everything for you, all the good shit.
It's good to change it up, bro.
Yeah,
I'll start bringing in some tweets from like some like cooler people or like funny people.
I feel like I'm cool.
So
cool that I'm gonna call you cooler.
And leaving on that cooler note, this is Chench.
If you're listening to us on All Radio X, stay tuned for the ladies of broadcast. They're coming on right after us. If not, we'll catch you guys here next week.
Ladies from broadcast.
Oh, man. Can't even tell you what's going to happen next year. I'll tell you that on the next episode.
I sort of have a boner.
I'm getting a chub just thinking about him. I do have a boner. I have a chub. Have quarter a chub. Chub. Half chub. Full chub.
My right. dick's itching right now. It's really cold.
My boxes are open.
I can see your penis, sir.
All right, you guys. Okay. All right, you guys. This is your dad, Chench.
Big Dick. I was going to say James. It's not even my name. Big Dick Arnold.
Big Dick James.
And for uneducated humor, suck it.
Crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right, 2 a.m., summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mid beside and out, living my life, getting out dreams, I'ma do just what I want, looking ahead, no turning back, people told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, fuck that, I'm screaming out, fuck that, I'm screaming out, fuck that. Fuck that, fuck that, fuck that, fuck that. Tell me what you know about dreaming, dreaming. You don't really know about nothing, nothing. Tell me what you know about the night terrors every night. 5 a.m. cold sweats waking up to the sky. Pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that shine ain't always gonna be gold. Hey, I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that shine ain't always gonna be gold. Hey, I'll be fine once I get it. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night terrors, nothing. You don't really care about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in the bed full of sorrow. I'm on the pursuit of